From the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, September 27th. I'm Abby Larico. A change in federal law is making it easier for inmates at prisons in Missouri to pursue college degrees.
Do I ask about their crimes? No. Do they share them? Yes. But that's not my interest. We have homework to do.
More about this graduation and higher education opportunity at Missouri's Department of Corrections coming up on The Gateway. The troubled city jail in downtown St. Louis is under new management. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Littman has more on the changes in public safety leadership in St. Louis.
A spokesman for Mayor Tashara Jones confirmed that Corrections Commissioner Jennifer Clemens Abdullah has been on leave since September 19th. The mayor's office refused to say how long Clemens Abdullah will be on leave and the type of leave she is on. Officials cited parts of the city code that protect personal employment records. Some aldermen and members of the jail's civilian oversight board have called on Clemens Abdullah to resign. At least 11 detainees have died at the City Justice Center since 2022. There have been multiple uprisings protesting conditions at the facility, and a corrections guard was injured in an August 2023 hostage taking. A deputy commissioner, Tammy Ross, is serving as acting commissioner. I'm Rachel Littman, St. Louis Public Radio.
13 American Red Cross responders from Missouri are in the path of Hurricane Helene. They traveled earlier this week to arrive before the storm's winds began to blow through Florida and much of the southeastern U.S. on Thursday. American Red Cross spokesperson Ann Vastmus says this week, volunteers prepared nearly 5,000 meals and snacks for those impacted by the storm.
I may live in one community, but where I grocery shop is in a community that was affected, and now I can't get food where I normally get food. Food insecurity is a big thing we deal with during these kind of disasters.
The American Red Cross opened several shelter locations in Florida this week. More than 2,500 people sought shelter overnight between Wednesday and Thursday. Many have experienced power outages due to strong winds and rain. It's about a month into the new school year for most students, and some vulnerable Missouri families are just now beginning to receive their summer food benefits. The Missouri Independent reports states were intended to distribute the federal aid during summer break to help kids avoid a drop-off in nutrition while school was out. It comes in the form of a $120 preloaded card that can be used to buy groceries. In Missouri, cards didn't start going out until September 19th. A spokesperson for the state's Department of Social Services says technical issues caused the delays. Benefits have so far gone out to about 9,500 kids. 490,000 are expected to receive them. Kids are automatically eligible if they receive free or reduced-priced school lunch, if their households are enrolled in SNAP assistance, if they're in foster care, or if they're experiencing homelessness. Applications were also open through the summer. The DSS spokesperson says they anticipate the cards will be fully distributed by the end of the year, and they don't expect the same glitches to cause this delay next summer. Egg prices are higher than usual, peaking at around $3.30 in recent months. That's mostly due to multiple bird flu outbreaks throughout the country that resulted in a loss of thousands of hens. Lee Schultz, an economics professor at Iowa State University, says demand for eggs always goes up around this time of year. That, coupled with bird flu, sent prices up.
Demand has been stronger than we've seen the last couple of years for eggs, and especially as you look at really the dog days of summer. And I think that's where you really started to see the uptick in egg prices.
But according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the price of wholesale eggs is expected to drop in the coming months. The wholesale price could reach $1.75 per dozen next spring. Illinois voters will be asked this election about a new way to lessen their property tax bills by putting a higher burden on millionaires. Dave McKinney has more.
An advisory referendum on the November 5th ballot will ask whether individual earnings above $1 million should be hit with a 3% surcharge, with revenues then going to property tax relief. Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration estimates that could generate $4.5 billion annually. Democratic State Representative Jay Hoffman pushed the measure and says it could trigger a 2026 push to change the state constitution to allow the millionaire's tax.
What we want to make sure of is that if we're going to do something regarding property tax relief and utilizing the surcharge for individuals who make over $1 million, that the general public supports it. I'm hopeful that they will.
Top Republicans in the legislature oppose next month's ballot question.
This is Dave McKinney.
Early voting is now underway in much of Illinois, including in Adams, Madison, Jersey, St. Clair, and Randolph counties. Capital News Illinois reports local election authorities could also begin sending out mail ballots starting yesterday. For early voting hours, contact your local election authority. State law provides 40 days prior to an election for local authorities to allow early voting. The Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum in Springfield is making more than 1,000 Lincoln-era photos available for free online. As Alex Degman tells us, the public has never before seen most of these.
The pictures have been digitized and enhanced, and until now, only researchers have seen them. They include portraits of Lincoln, some younger, some with a beard and others without, and others with his signature top hat. There are also photos of Lincoln's family into the 1900s. Hundreds of photos show renovations to Lincoln's tomb in the early 20th century, including crews moving his casket in 1901. There are also dozens of photos of Lincoln's assassination. The museum says the Illinois State Library awarded a $100,000 grant to the project and is hosting it in its digital archives. I'm Alex Degman.
In 2023, the federal government reinstated access to Pell Grants to incarcerated students, allowing them to apply for financial aid. This will affect the future of higher education in Missouri prisons. Rebecca Smith has more from one graduation ceremony where both incarcerated individuals and Department of Corrections staff received associate's degrees.
Families, friends, professors, coworkers, and fellow inmates watch as 11 graduates become the first class from Missouri's Chillicothe Women's Prison to receive their associate's degree. Vermon Roberts is one of the graduates. She's been incarcerated for 21 years, since she was 18 years old, and today she's been selected as one of the student speakers.
You have given us restored self-worth, renewed dignity, and enlightened us with the ability to heal and breathe life again.
Roberts was one of the original 40 students that started with the program in 2018, 20 inmates and 20 staff.
And I was amazed how students kept dropping out.
That's Craig Watts. He's the director of the program at Chillicothe and a professor of criminal justice at Kansas City's Rockhurst University, which administers the program.
The reason they dropped out was because they were released from prison. So I thought, what a great way to lose people in class.
Watts says Rockhurst didn't have a specific end goal when the program began. They didn't even offer an associate's degree at the time, but they designed the program to give students a solid educational foundation.
And they covered anything from composition to theology to environmental science to communications to history to criminal justice.
Students met in person once a week for 2 hours and 45 minutes. And over the course of 6 years, the 11 grads earned the 60 credits necessary to receive their associate's degree. Watt said that while staff and what he calls the residential students, that's the incarcerated students, were in separate classes, they still learned the same material, which led to connections that may have not happened before.
I would see them kind of communicating with each other. You know, how'd you do on this assignment? What'd you put down for this test question?
Penny Ann Clevenger, Associate of Arts, Liberal Studies.
Penny Clevenger has held many jobs at Chillicothe, but is currently a case manager. She says she always wanted to go to college, but never had the means or opportunity. So
when Rockhurst offered free college classes, I jumped on in because that was the way for me to promote within the department.
She says classes were totally free to students, as Rockhurst pays for the program through private donations. Department of Corrections officials say letting inmates apply for Pell Grants has also made it easier to fund prison education programs throughout the department. As of July 1st, there were more than 1,000 DOC residents enrolled in higher education courses, and DOC officials hope to increase the number of higher education partners so that as much as 10% of the DOC population, that's about 2,400 people, enroll in college classes.
You may now move your tassel from the right to the left.
Back at Chillicothe, Vermon Roberts, her brother, sister, and niece eat cake and take lots of pictures.
It's just amazing to like have the outside world and the inside world come together and just celebrate this moment. It's amazing.
And while Roberts is serving a life sentence and isn't scheduled to see the parole board until at least 2036, she says she's excited to use her education to help her family and serve as one of the teaching assistants for the new class of students that started their schooling this fall. At Chillicothe Correctional Center, I'm Rebecca Smith.
That story comes to us from member station KBIA in Columbia. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.